Welcome to the Young, Fun, and Sober podcast. I am your host, Blazik, aka Sober Guy Journal.
And I'm Julia, also known as That One Sober Friend on TikTok.
Knowing what I know now, I wouldn't change anything except to feel more emotionally slow down. Life's a merry-go-round, but things ain't merry when you're going through the motions. Fulfillment lies in emotions, so why go through life unavailable? You're unfailable.
I'm going to be able to stop using the backdrop because big news in the McBride family. We are off of the floor mattress.
Nice.
Yes. So that's a big win.
Big moves. Here. Big moves.
Big move. I was like college Blazik again, you know?
Yeah. Just I've been there. My first apartment. Yeah, I was sleeping on the floor too.
Oh man. Yeah, that's a big win over here, especially after surgery, like having to climb down on the ground.
Yeah.
It was far from ideal.
So how was the recovery for that?
Well,
or are you still going through it?
I'm pretty good now. But so for those that don't know, I had hernia surgery. And the reason that we were sleeping on the ground is because my dog had ACL surgery. So this all happened within like 4 weeks. So since he, you know, there's really like not a room in my house that doesn't have furniture. So I had to create a room that didn't have furniture so that when I'm gone, he didn't like jump up on a chair or anything. And the $3,000 surgery is just wasted. So
out the door. Yeah.
That's the reason that we were sleeping on the floor. So yeah, I had surgery like 2 weeks ago, and I don't know what I thought surgery was going to be. Like, I guess I just like am stupid, and I thought I was just going to go home and like live my life normally. And then they call the day before. They're like, yeah, like, you know, just a few things, like you can't go home by yourself. And I'm like, wait, what? I can't go home by myself. And so
you
can't drive on the drugs. So I get surgery and I wake up and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, this is a lot of pain. I don't know what I thought, but I did not think I was going to be in pain. So I had triple hernia surgery. They found three. They went in through my belly button and then both sides of my groin.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was also like, I was pretty loopy. I don't know if have you been put out as an adult?
Yeah, well, just when I got my tonsils removed, I know that's like a very common surgery, but I was totally out, and my mom and my sister were there to kind of
were they filming you?
They were not, and thank goodness. I just remember being super out of it when I first woke up, and on the ride home was when the drugs were actually starting to like wear off a little bit. And that's when I was first experiencing some pain. And my sister was like scrounging for like her phone when she was driving me home. Cause she was like, I need to put on Ariana Grande. So that Julia, like I was like starting to cry. Cause I was just like not fully awake, but like feeling pain, and I was like moaning, and my sister was like, she didn't know what to do. So she put on Ariana Grande, and I think I ended up falling asleep for the rest of the ride, which was better than me like wailing in the passenger seat. But yeah, that recovery was, I think, just like recovery from surgery is just always like a not pleasant experience.
Right. Yeah. When I woke up, I was having some goofy moments. Like, so throughout the surgery process, they were giving me like gabapentin or mentioning gabapentin, like, okay, here, take this gabapentin, or, the doctor would come in after, be like, hey, we're prescribing you gabapentin, take it 2-3 times a day. Like, this gabapentin kept coming up in conversation. And since my dog had ACL surgery 3 weeks ago, he's been taking gabapentin.
Yeah.
And I guess when you're like on these, or like when you're on anesthesia, your short-term memory is just gone, right?
Right.
And so I guess I kept telling the nurse, like, every time they would bring up gabapentin, I would be like, oh, my dog had ACL surgery 3 weeks ago and he's on gabapentin.
You just kept repeating yourself.
But I guess I just kept repeating
it. Oh, yeah.
Over and over. And then like the last time she was like, hey, like, you know, you're going to take your gabapentin. Like, I heard your dog's on gabapentin.
We know. We know that your dog has had surgery and is also on gabapentin. And then, we get it, sir.
Like,
I mean, I'm sure they deal with that every day.
Yeah, I'm sure. And then, like, my friend Bob from the gym, I've done, like, videos with him. He's retired. Shout out, Bob. He took me to get my surgery done. And I guess I kept telling him, like, Bob's awesome. Like, Bob calls bingo at his mom's retirement home. And I just kept saying that over.
I don't think I was very talkative.
Oh, I think I was chatty.
I think I knew that I was, like, messed up a little bit. And so I was keeping it pretty quiet because I just was, like, taking in my surroundings.
Good on you, because I was chatty.
I think that's the case for a lot of people.
And then, like, one more story I want to share from surgery is, so, like, I'm 31. I feel like I have my life pretty well together, but I'm not, like, I have ice packs for when I'm injured life put together. So I was using frozen peas, and I guess I was just, like, icing myself before bed one night, and I just, since we're on the floor, like, I just put my bag of peas on the floor beside my bed.
Right.
And I woke up and I went to work the next day, didn't realize they were on the ground. I come home, I see an empty bag of peas the first thing when I open the door. And I'm like,
oh no.
And, like, I look, you know, Rocky's on the bed, like, looking up at me. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, okay.
Can dogs have peas?
Googled it first thing. They're good to go on peas.
I would think that of all foods, probably peas would be okay.
However, Rocky didn't really want to eat the peas. He thought it would be more fun to throw the peas all around the room and lay. He was laying on the peas in my bed. So
what a mess.
My bed was just full of, like, mushy peas.
Ew. Gross.
Yeah, so we had some fun, like, and, you know, I'm drugged up that whole week. Like, I don't know what's going on. So
did you work or were you off?
I worked the next day. Yeah.
But from home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Maybe you should have taken the day off, but I'm glad you are at least working from home.
But I did have two appointments that were in person the next day. Like, I'm telling you, I thought surgery was just, like, I don't know what I thought, but I thought you just go have surgery and then the
maybe
next
someone
day,
should have, like, prepped you for
I guess, or maybe I shouldn't be a dumbass. Like,
no, I remember I took off some time from work after the tonsils thing because I was just I was serving at the time. I was
A server. No way.
And that's, like, you know, you're on your feet the whole day, long shifts, talking. Yeah. And I knew I wasn't going to be wanting to talk or anything like that.
No way.
I even think I went back to work a little bit too soon because if anyone's have you gotten your tonsils removed?
No.
Okay. So the wounds go through a similar healing process, like a scab will be created and then the scab will fall off, and that is a very strange sensation to have in your throat, right? Because when the scab falls off, you start to, like,
you cough. Sorry,
guys,
out.
This is, like, really kind of TMI, but you, like, swallow these scabs. Yeah, it was unpleasant. And that was happening for days, and I was, like, working and talking to people, and it was just, like, I had to act like everything was fine, but I was like, this is the weirdest experience.
That is gnarly. Especially if you're, like, taking order, like, okay, would you like
fries that's or probably salad? How I probably didn't notice I was doing that, but that's exactly what was happening.
That's gnarly. Yeah.
It was intense.
What else has been new? I know it's been 3 weeks, I think, so.
Yeah, well, today I was actually supposed to go to a sober event this morning. Yeah. It was going to be like a walk along the lake, and the past 2 days have been absolutely beautiful in Chicago, but this morning it is freezing.
Really?
Sort of raining. It's like freeze raining. Not the best weather for a walk
Yeah.
along the lake. So that got canceled. I think they're going to reschedule it. So we'll see if I can go once it's rescheduled. I don't know. I was really looking forward to it because I haven't been to a Chicago Sober event in a long time,
Yeah, I'm
but
sure that would have been fun.
yeah,
So
but
do
that's
people,
okay.
is it like a or like a club or what type of?
This one was put together by Chicago AF, so Chicago
Okay.
Alcohol Free. My friend Carrie runs that
And what is it? Is it
community.
like a
They do Monday night Zoom meetings. That's the
Okay.
most consistent thing that they host. And then in addition to that, they do in-person sort of events.
Okay.
I've also gone to a Halloween costume party that was put together by Chicago AF. They've been featured on like some local Chicago news channels. So yeah, they do a bunch of cool stuff.
I'd like to start something like that in Kansas City. It's just, I don't really, starting stuff like that's kind of scary because it's like, what if nobody shows?
And I
What?
think they do have like a team. I don't think
Really?
it's just Carrie. Yeah, I think it would be a lot for it to just be one person.
Yeah.
Because these events have so many moving parts. Even though the event today was actually, I think it was like the idea of a of another girl that's just in the Chicago sober community. And 'cause it was going to start out with like a guided meditation, and then we were going to go into the walk after
Cool.
that, which I like stuff like that. I like woo-woo stuff
Yeah,
like
I
that.
know.
So yeah, it's cool. There's a bunch of other, communities and stuff like that in Chicago. It's really nice that we have options here when it comes to that. I'm not sure how common or not common that is in Kansas City.
Yeah, I feel like I see a lot of. I don't know what it is about Chicago. Maybe it's just 'cause like I'm connected to you and like some other Chicago sober people, but I feel like I see so much
We have a
content.
lot.
Yeah.
We have a lot.
And like any random like mocktail creator, I like click on the profile, boom, Chicago. It's like there it really is a huge sober scene there.
Huge. And it's so nice, and I feel so fortunate, but when I'm not in Chicago, it kind of sucks because my
Yeah.
expectation is pretty high, and I don't think a lot of cities, maybe New York, I would think, has probably a lot as
Probably.
well, just because there's a huge population of people there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that some other cities aren't as, into it yet.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I was thinking this morning, I was like, wonder what if there's like a topic that came to mind and I don't even know if this is a good topic or if it'll just parlay us into something else, but I was curious if you have like a sober like role model or something, like a sober role model. Like for me, I guess I'll give you some time to think and I'll talk. For me it's like Theo Von.
Yes.
I feel like Theo propelled me like to even realize like sobriety could be a thing. That's why I think it's cool to talk about sobriety because some people, like when you're in your cycle, you don't even really think of it as being a thing that a quote unquote normal person can be sober. It's more just like, oh, alcoholics become sober
Sure.
or, the stereotypes. But like Theo would talk about it and he would just be like, oh, yeah, like I never really even drank that much or he would just talk about sobriety and like what it gave him and I just thought that was like really cool. So, like Theo, I would say is like literally responsible for opening my eyes to sobriety. But there's also like a lot of podcasters that are sober. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but
I would say like I have two that come to mind right away. The first one is, which no worries, I don't think you're gonna know who this is, but Whitney Simmons is a fitness influencer. She talks about other topics as well, but I would say her main platform is like based around like the fitness world. She doesn't drink, and I know that that has a lot to do with she has some like health concerns. But I like that she, I don't know, she just thinks it's like a normal, like, part of her life, and it's not as if she had this super intense problem with it to the point of, I don't know, what you stereotypically think of someone that is needs to quit drinking. It's like she has her own reasons, and her life is still very vibrant and full of, you know, people, and she's socializing and she does her own thing, and, you know, she seems like a fun person to be around.
That's like really all you want to see when you're kind of like in this in the space of, should I pursue
she's
it?
She's fully living a totally normal, fulfilling, you know, abundant life. And it there's just, alcohol is not involved. And I just loved seeing that.
Yeah, I think you need to see that when you're in that gray area of, do I want to get sober? Do I not? Because you probably don't know many sober people. So it's refreshing to see a sober person that's just, it's almost like, I don't know if this sounds weird or not, but it's almost like a compliment when someone's like, oh, you're sober, like after they've met you or they've gotten to know you. It's like, yeah, like I'm cool, right? Like I still cuss. I still dance.
I still like to go out, and socialize and dance. And it's like we still want to have these aspects of life. We just take the alcohol aspect out of it. Yeah, it's super cool to see. And I feel like that's what I was always kind of trying to be on my TikTok, is I wanted people to see that, you know, just because alcohol didn't get to a point where it was ruining my life completely and I didn't have a choice. Like, yeah, I guess I technically could have kept living my life the way that I was. It's just once I took it out of the equation, things pretty much like everything in my life started to get, you know, a little bit better. So I was always trying to be that for other people. And I'm not going to lie, I haven't been great about posting on my sober account. Just because I'm not feeling drawn to.
I think that's okay. Like, I mean,
yeah,
we, like, there'll always be new waves of people doing that, you know? And like, maybe we were just that era. Yeah. Our sober era.
Well, and I have a whole other TikTok account that has to do with like my Spanish journey. And I just have so many things that I want to say. It's like, I can't, it's like what happened to me in 2022 with the sober account. It was like, I couldn't shut up. I just had to get all of these thoughts out. That's how I feel about the Spanish account. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to fight that.
There's no need to force content. And like, we can have discussions here and, you know, that's just as valuable, if not more valuable sometimes. And
yeah,
you know, we don't have to force
anything. Sorry, I think I mentioned that there was two main people. The first one is Whitney. And then the second one is Ross Bolin.
Ross Bolin. Who's that?
He's the guy that wrote the book, like, Total Frat Move or something like that.
Yeah. Was it a website? He started the website,
or maybe it was
a
website. I don't remember exactly.
I forgot he was sober.
He was, like, literally stereotypical, like, fraternity party bro. As party as it gets, right? And he's sober now. And so I just really liked to see that, because I felt like my persona in college was very, I was about the party in college, you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
Every weekend, if not also Thursday, if not also Wednesday.
I was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday kind of guy, plus Sunday.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So seeing him be outspoken about his sobriety has always been helpful, because I just like seeing someone that was so much so one persona, and then he turned into a different one, but still seems like a super chill and like fun person to hang out with and talk to.
Was he from Chicago, or is he from Chicago?
I don't think so.
Okay. So where do you like see his stuff at?
I want to say he's from, I follow his podcast.
Oh, he's got a podcast.
Yeah, he has a podcast, and like I follow their Instagram.
Okay.
Because they just do like little clips, and I'm sure Theo Von does the same thing with his podcast.
Yeah, like the clips.
Yes, exactly. So yeah.
Also, how good was that? Was it Brittany? Is that her name that was on Theo's pod?
Oh yeah, Brittany Broski.
That was so funny. That was just like two people. I am such
a Brittany Broski stan.
I don't even know who she is.
What?
Yeah, but I was loving it. I was like,
you're late to the party.
Who is she?
So she originally was TikTok famous.
Okay.
She was known as being, I'm using air quotes, kombucha girl, where she tries the kombucha and then she's like, hmm. And then she tries the kombucha again and she's like, oh, mm. Like she's confused. So that video went extremely viral. And then she kind of just started posting other comedy related things, like relatable content things.
Yeah.
Now she has her own podcast, which I'm religious with. I watch it within a couple hours of it dropping. Just because I'm so obsessed with her. She like cracks me up.
She was hilarious.
People. Yeah, there are a few people. She was cracking up Theo.
Yeah. I mean, her and Theo were, it was like, you never, it was like a random word generator for every sentence. Just like, you couldn't follow, you know, with most conversations, you kind of know it's going this way or that way.
Oh, you don't know what's happening with those two.
Those two
You don't know where it's going to go.
Like, they could say anything at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that was hilarious.
I think that's also kind of what happens when you put two people from the South in a room together.
You're right.
It's just funny because as the podcast was going on, their Southern accents were getting stronger and stronger as we were going deeper and deeper into the 2 hours. Yeah, it was really funny.
You're right. They do get deep, like the accents.
Because Theo's is already pretty strong.
Yeah.
I think Brittany lives in LA now. So I think that she's from Texas.
She's fading.
She's kind of like, it comes in and out, which I think makes total sense. But yeah, when she's talking to him, it was definitely, it came in strong that day.
For sure. Did you know that you have an accent to me?
What?
Do you feel like you have an accent?
Well, of course not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think anyone thinks that they have, well...
Yours is kind of like a Wisconsin accent. Do you know what a Wisconsin accent is, or do you?
Yes.
Do you feel like I you do. Have that at all?
Maybe with certain words.
Yeah, it's more certain Maybe words.
Yeah, certain words. Well, because my like number one drag queen that I watch all the time is Trixie Mattel, and she's originally from Milwaukee. So when she's talking to someone that's also from Milwaukee, again, it gets really, really
thick,
strong. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know if I've ever gotten that before. I've definitely heard people say like, wow, I can definitely tell you're from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not that thick, but like, there's definitely words I hear you say where I'm like I'm like, oh yeah.
What I hear the most, when I'm abroad, when I'm, you know, living in Europe is, people tell me all the time how easy I am to understand.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People often tell me that I speak very clear. It's just easy for them. Like if someone is a... Compared to other Americans, compared to other English speakers, just in general.
Maybe it's because you don't mumble.
I think I enunciate.
You enunciate.
Well, even Sebas, my boyfriend, he's from Spain. He's told me before, do you purposely talk clear to me? Or like, I was like, if I am doing that, I'm doing it subconsciously. I'm not meaning to talk extra clear when I'm speaking to him.
I think you enunciate like.
I think that's just the way I talk.
Which we all should, I guess. Like.
I mean, yeah, that would be ideal. But I'm thinking of, you know, someone from the UK. That English can be very hard to understand, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever heard Adele talk in like an interview?
I don't think so.
look it up sometime, especially when she's being, if she's talking around other British people.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm tempted to put on subtitles.
Damn. Yeah, I can't. Like with Netflix, if it's another accent, I might as well not even watch. Like I don't know if it's just, I don't know if it's just like the background music and the scoring that just takes me out of it, but and I can't do subtitles. I'm not a subtitle guy. I'm all out on subtitles. Controversial hot take. Some people love subtitles.
I mean, I would just say probably the hardest accent for me to understand is like the Irish slash
Oh, yeah.
Scottish accent. That can I can get lost
I feel like they're
sometimes.
clicking in there.
Yeah.
What?
But usually with like a British accent or Australian,
Yeah.
fine.
We love an Aussie accent. Have
Oh
you
yeah.
talked to
To Will?
Will, yeah.
I knew you were gonna say Will. I haven't talked to Will recently.
I
I
haven't
need to
seen
reach
like
out
any of
to
are
him.
they still doing the podcast?
I don't think they're still doing the podcast, but Will does post a lot. It's just he isn't talking about sobriety. He
I
posts a lot
gotcha.
about like challenging alpha male podcasters.
Oh, the Andrew Tates of the world.
The Andrew Tates of the world. Yes,
Yeah.
he responds a lot to that. Or just, I don't know if you've ever seen those street interviews where men will ask
Oh, yeah.
questions on the street, and it's like that was extremely out of pocket, but okay. So he talks a lot about that. I know that his, if I'm not mistaken, Will, don't hate me if this is not right, but I think that his TikTok got taken down.
Oh,
Yeah, I think he was triggering
banned.
some people. Yeah. So now he posts on Instagram.
Gotcha. Okay. He's coming at the Andrew Tates. Those guys are
Yes.
so weird.
But as far
There's
as I know, he is still like sober and,
nice.
yeah, faithful when it
Yeah.
comes to the sobriety thing. Yeah.
Heck yeah, heck yeah. Well, what else is new? I feel like my life's been a little boring.
I guess I would just say I'm moving to Europe in less than 2 months
Yeah.
now. So I've been really trying to organize my life, and I have a temporary job while I'm home here, which is really nice. It gives me something to do
How's
and
it been
make
going?
it's been good. I'm nannying a little baby. She's very cute, and I just do that for a few days out of the week, and that's been really nice because I am just a girl that thrives off of routine.
Yeah.
I need routine or else I feel lost.
You and I both. You
Yes.
and were and
I
were
just
you that way before sobriety, or is this a sobriety thing?
This is a sobriety thing wholeheartedly
Same. I
because
was I despised routine before.
I wanted all the free time in the world beforehand, and now I realize how bad that is for my mental health.
Yes.
And having some type of schedule, even if it's just 3 days out of the week, it just gives me some type of organization to go off of.
Yeah. Yeah, if like free time is great, but like when you're just like always coasting in free time, it ain't the
If it's
move. Like,
infinite, you don't appreciate it like you
yeah,
do.
it's like anything. Yeah, that's like I always have to like remind myself of that. Like Q1 for me, not the best quarter, lots of surgeries, couldn't work out, stressful, all that shit. But so I'm in that mindset of, oh, I want life to feel good. Why can't life just feel good? But then it's like you got to remind yourself, if life always felt good, you would literally never know that it felt good because that would be baseline. And then if then you could like, oh, I don't know, what's the smallest thing in the world? You could hit a red light and be like, the world's ending. Like you're always gonna have something that you need a baseline. So yeah, I mean the seasons of down, it's like it is what it is.
Well, that's why me just thinking like weather-wise, the past 2 days in Chicago were beautiful, like blue skies, sun out. And I think the reason why I was like, dang, it's so nice out is because the 5 days prior to that were overcast,
Yeah.
freeze raining, kind of snowing, just shitty. You do not want to be outside. And then these last 2 days, it was like, I want to go on a walk. I really want to, you know, I want to soak in the vitamin D while I can.
Yeah.
And I just really appreciated that. So yeah, you can't really have, you can't fully appreciate one without having the other.
Yeah. It's a nice little reminder because we're not going to live these perfect lives and we're going to have the downs and that's okay.
And that reminds me of stoicism, what you're describing.
I've been watching that guy a little bit on YouTube.
I love his YouTube channel.
Yeah, his accent and all.
His Dutch accent. Yes, yes. He talks about the Netherlands, and I like know where he's talking about, which is funny.
Yeah.
His YouTube channel. Now, what happens if I'm having a moment of feeling as if I can't get a hold on my thoughts and my emotions, I immediately go to his YouTube channel and search like within his channel specifically, you know, whatever issue I'm having in that moment. And it brings me kind of back down to earth.
It's like a grounding mechanism for you, or a grounding tool.
Totally. And his book, I just like carry it around with me now. It feels like some type of like weapon almost. Like it makes me feel secure that I have it on me. How woo woo is that?
Julia is a stoic weapon out here.
It gives me comfort when I have the book on me, because I'm like, if something goes wrong, I feel like there's a chapter in that book that specifically talks about how to,
yeah,
just like a different perspective of how to see the situation.
Isn't it cool that like we can have tools in our life that it's like, I'm feeling this. Okay. I do this. Okay. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool when you can learn those things.
Honestly, I have been having moments of just feeling very grateful that I know the internet is a lot sometimes and it can be very dark and not good, but there are times like recently of me discovering stoicism and doing so much like research about it. I am very happy that we're in an era and an age where this information is so easily accessible. I mean, YouTube is free. Like, it doesn't get better than that. And I'm just happy that I have access to that, because
I mean, I definitely wouldn't be sober without the internet. Like,
totally.
There's no way I would be sober without the internet. I wouldn't even know
people that was an option.
Yeah, I wouldn't know it was an option. I truly want
to. This is making me feel like I need to start posting more sobriety content. Because these things are, it's so important. It's so important. It's not even just about like the views and the success rate of it. It's more just, if one person needs to hear the thing that I have to say, because I've been sober for X amount of time, I don't know. I just feel like that's really important.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like changed my life, seeing those videos and seeing those podcasts, and then you just kind of work your way down the chain, you know? It's like no one starts with a sobriety podcast or whatever, but you hear someone mention sobriety and then you're like, oh, I'm going to go check out this. And then it's like you find Theo's podcast, then you find, maybe I should check this out, check that out. Then
check out Ross Boland, check out Whitney Simmons.
Yeah, yup. And then all of a sudden it's like, damn, I think I might want to give sobriety a try.
Well, because it's all about just seeing, if you think something is impossible for yourself, if you see somebody else doing it, it gives you that visualization in your head of, well, if they did it, why can't I? Why can't I do it too?
And it's like someone that you think is cool, or that it can be that.
Or it's just someone that you feel you relate to a certain extent, or you could visualize yourself hanging out with them, having a conversation with them, wanting to, or there are just certain aspects to them as a person that you want to be, you know, like, oh, I love how confident, you know, she comes off as, oh, I love her lifestyle. You know? She has things in her life that I want to have someday. How did she get there? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Like Nikki, did you know Nikki Nikki Glaser is sober.
I don't know if I know who that is.
Oh, okay. She's like one of the podcast comics, but
okay.
Yeah, she's kind of like you just saying like I want that or I want to be like that person. She came to mind because she's just so confident and like just a famous comic, and it's like those are about as fun of people as it comes, you know. And mm-hmm. and a lot of comics are sober because they burned it to the ground like you and I did. So
right,
like it's definitely
okay. Yeah, I have seen her before. Also, Ross Bolin is from. Oh, wait, no. Is he from Texas?
Seems like that would be a state where someone starts a website that's a total frat move.
I think he's from Houston.
H-Town.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from the internet, but it's kind of unclear, honestly. So, yeah. Weird. Yeah.
That's all I got. That's all you got.
I think so. I mean, there's about 1,000 things we could talk about, but yeah, same.
But we have to do more episodes.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm glad that we've been popping in. I really like that we're yeah. doing
yeah, know, it's, more often. It's felt really natural lately, too. Like, I don't think it was feeling as natural for me at the end of last run, but we had done 50-some episodes. That's a lot.
Like I said, I don't know why we didn't explore the idea of seasons.
Like, it's actually crazy that we've done 56 episodes now, I think.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's pretty, like...
It's a good chunk of time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's over a year's worth of, you know, every week check-in episodes, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty wild, but cool. All right, well, have a good week. I'll text you later in the week and we can see if we want to record again.
Okay.
Sounds All good. Right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Peace.